It is hard to believe we're down to the final week of Tibbetts Summer Theater. What a great season it has been so far, from the opening musical review to the other great musical shows with such great dancing and singing and fun stuff happening. And now to one at the end, which is a great comedy, kind of poignant, some great moments in it. And T.J. Bessler, are you starting to go through the... Oh, no, it's almost over.
I mean, it's strange. I mean, it always goes really, really fast. And it's always, kind of that bittersweet feeling of it being done. And But it's been a wonderful summer, and so I'm just trying to enjoy the rest of it, you know, since there's only 5 days left.
Yeah. Highlights for you so far this summer?
Professionally, obviously... being in Guys and Dolls, playing Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls was a dream come true. It's a role I've wanted to play for a long time. So that was a highlight. But then working on this particular show alone together with this cast has also been, it's been a real treat. It's a great cast, and audiences are loving it. The response when you're on stage from the audience has been wonderful. They've been finding it really, really funny and loving it.
Well, there's so many moments that everybody can relate to. We saw it last Thursday opening night. It was like, even that, it's all clicking.
It's
very
relatable. I told someone backstage, I was like, it's so cool because you can hear in the laughter, you can actually hear the realization of, oh, I've gone through that. Yeah. Oh, I've been in that experience. And it's really cool. I think that's what makes people like it so much, is that it's not just a madcap comedy. Yeah. They can actually relate to the humor, which makes it that much more powerful.
Turn to their husband or wife, elbow them and go, see?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, back to Guys and Dolls with Nathan Detroit. I mean, there have been lots of actors over the years who've played that role going into, even in the movie version with Frank Sinatra, when he did that. Is that a little tougher sometimes when you take out a role like that, knowing that everybody knows that role?
It is. I mean... it is, if you allow yourself to really mull that over and think about it too much. But when you go into the role, obviously I've seen the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost everyone's seen the movie. So, but while I'm working on the show, I try not to watch the movie because I don't want to really be influenced too much by their performance. But, there are certain expectations, I guess, that come with that. But the musical is a little different from the movie anyway.
Yeah.
So you just try, to do the best you can.
Well, you did a fantastic job with it. So
thank you.
It was a great show, and Alone Together is a neat show. Are there particular moments in Alone Together that are special for you?
I don't want to give too much away, but I would say probably one of the scenes that I've enjoyed the most acting in my career is in this show, and it's the last scene where I come in and kind of talking to my parents about, why they should let me stay and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's a great scene, and I've really enjoyed doing that scene and having a great scene, because that scene, primarily as far as dialogue, is mostly me and Steve Moore, who plays George, and having such a great scene partner makes it that much more rewarding to act that scene. So,
and for folks who haven't followed, it's basically a story of a couple who their third son goes off to college. They think they're going to be all alone together, and then they all three come back. So, that whole thing of that,
and then trying to get them back out.
Yeah. Hey, have you been that yo-yo in your family?
I've come back from time to time, but not like to stay, like the pit stop thing, which is mentioned in the show at some point, that I've come
big
back.
Big old bag of laundry.
Because being an actor, you have lulls in your, and when you're working and stuff. So sometimes during those lulls, I stop by my parents and visit and stuff. Other times I go to California where my sister is staying.
So what's next?
For me, I will... a week after this show closes, so a week from this coming Friday, I'll go to Minneapolis to work for the National Theater for Children. I'll do that until the middle of November. And then after that, for the Christmas season, I'm doing a show called Santa Land Diaries, kind of near my hometown, for professional theater. And that's a play about a disgruntled elf, mall elf. So a mall elf who does not like his job. It's a one-man show, so it's going to be a pretty daunting task, but it'll be fun. But yeah.
Now you've done a lot of kids theater over the years, and a lot of the adult theater. Who's the better audience, the kids or the adults?
They're different audiences. Kids are really, really honest, but they're also the type of audience that once you get them on your side, they're on your side. You know, they're there and they're focused. And they also, I mean, they just come there and, I mean, they just have a good time. I mean, as long as you're having fun on stage, they love it. Adult audiences are a lot of fun, though, because they maybe respond a little bit more emotionally to what they're seeing. Yeah. And obviously the shows from an acting standpoint are completely different. Yeah. I mean, it's a different style of acting, but, so I like both audiences. It just, yeah, I love kids. So I do love, and I think it's important to get kids kind of involved and exposed to theater at a young age.
Well,
so
that's the future audiences in your business.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, very cool. So what's the Christmas show again?
Well, the Christmas show I'll be doing is called Santaland Diaries.
Okay,
yeah,
Santa
it's
Land
actually
Diaries.
If you know David Sedaris, it's a David Sedaris show. So
sounds intriguing. So a disgruntled mall elf.
Yep.
And have you ever experienced one of those before?
I have not. I've seen the show though, so I've experienced it from that standpoint. But I've never experienced it. Just usually they're. If they're disgruntled, they hide it pretty well.
Well, it's been a fantastic season. Great to have you back. Hopefully you're back again in the future, too, to be part of Tibbetts Summer Theater.
I love working here. It's a great community, and I love working for Charles. And like I said, I get to work with people like Steve Moore, Suzanne Stewart, Lindsay Dakota, Nate Klingenberg, and Isaac Jankowski. And you can't ask for anything better than that. So, yeah.
Great stuff. Good run this year. TJ Bessler with us. And actually, our final Tibbetts Summer Theater interview. So I didn't tell you at the beginning, so there wasn't that pressure on you.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
To hold up the stock. With the Tibbetts Summer Theater with us this morning on our Tibbetts Talk.